Raji Sarani is director of the Palestinian Center for Human Rights. He lives in Gaza. Sarani says the Palestinian bid for UN membership has brought together the divided Palestinian factions of Hamas and Fatah.
I think the Israeli government, especially Netanyahu government, left no room for anybody not to be united. I think, you know, all our differences has been ruled out. Possibility of reconciliation do exist right now better than any time before. And Palestinians, I think, right now have no difference in the political level whatsoever between Hamas and Fatah. Both should be united, and there is no reason or excuse to keep this split and the institutionalized weakness for the Palestinians.
So, Mrs. Sarani, you're saying you'd like to see that split change for these two parties to be united.
I'm very optimistic for the foreseeable future.
You're optimistic?
Yeah. Basically, right now, Palestinian people, after 63 years of the Nakba, they are talking about very basic, fundamentally primitive human rights, right of life, right of movement, right of medical care, right of education. And we are extremely far of achieving our right of self-determination and independence.
And yet, Mr. Sarani, in the past week, Hamas has reiterated its resistance and Abbas has reiterated peaceful negotiations. It feels like a standoff, yet you're saying it's not a standoff.
No, I think, you know, Palestinian people do have the right to resist, abide by international law. And that's not a shame. That's not something we are ignoring. It's our full right. And I'm saying that, you know, as a human rights activist.
Mrs. Sarani, you've said that you feel deceived by President Obama's overtures to the Arab world and the Palestinians. Now there's news from Congress that $200 million in development aid has been suspended for the Palestinians. Do you think the U.S. is still a credible mediator for Middle East peace?
Absolutely not. What we want from the United States, don't put Israel as holy body, don't provide legal political protection to apply the rule of law in equal foot steps. We are entitled to freedom. We are entitled to self-determination. We are entitled to state. And we want to see United States supporting in one-way ticket that.
Mrs. Sarani, I'd like to ask you a personal question. You've been denied entrance to the United States for the past 11 years, and you're now here on a three-month visa, thanks in part to an intervention by former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, among others. What do you think, why do you think the U.S. has kept you out for so long, and what do you think has changed?
I think that's the shame. For me, I'm a lawyer. I'm director of the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, and I'm recipient of the Kennedy Award. If all that, and I'm considered a suspected terrorist, who's not?
Raji Sarani is a 1991 recipient of the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Award. He lives in the Gaza Strip. Mr. Sarani, thanks very much for coming in. Nice to meet you.
It's a quiet honor and pleasure. Thank you.